As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Sam, I spent the weekend watching all of what is taking place in Ukraine. And, you know, it is an amazing thing when there's one side of a war that is so powerful that you would think there's no way possible that the bully can be stopped. And with all the armament, military armament that Russia has, and the attacks that they are making on Ukraine, which really should not, pound for pound, even be involved in the same type of war with Russia. But yet there's something about the spirit of people who are not willing to just give in. You know, the Ukrainian people, I'm just watching these things, and you know, I wasn't around during World War One, World War Two, and Korean War, and these other wars. I was around during the Vietnam War, the Afghanistan War, the Iraq War, and. But those were a little bit different than what took place in World War One and World War Two, where families knew that their loved ones were out on the other side of the world, and chances of them coming back, you know, weren't that great. But I'm watching these wives as their husbands, you know, telling them, you guys go be safe. And their husbands are just ordinary citizens like we are. And yet they are fighting for their homeland. Can you comprehend that?
Genuinely, I feel so bad. I don't know if you've heard the app of TikTok. It's kind of like a video app where you kind of just scroll through and watch a couple short, maybe up to a minute videos. And it is crazy because my timeline is, you know, I'm scrolling through my regular content, and then I see the horrible things happening in Ukraine. And it's just like, how privileged am I to be able to live this normal life while these horrible, horrible things are happening? And how crazy is it that I read an article the other day about this, what you were saying, like an 80-plus-year-old grandfather coming with a bag of like a couple clothes, and he says, sign me up to fight. I'm here to protect my grandchildren. I can't even imagine having to do that. And the idea of having my partner or my brother or my father having to do that just genuinely shakes me to my core.
You know, we live in a nation that has never been invaded. You know, you can say, well, what do you think Pearl Harbor was? We've been invaded. Not our mainland has never been invaded. And so we really don't know, as Americans, what that is like. All other nations, for the most part, major nations do. And so we sit back and we can watch that stuff on television now. They're food rationing in Ukraine. And Russia is just it's akin to, you know, we've done some horrible things in our history. I mean, we invaded Grenada. We invaded a little small the Philippines. We've invaded some nations ourselves where we had no business being, and we were the bully. And I don't get why, I do get it, because man's inhumanity to man has always been there, and for whatever reason, it's always going to be there. But as those people fight and are willing to die, you know, for their freedom, that's real. You know, I hear constantly and have heard over my lifetime about Americans fighting for our freedom, and we're halfway around the world and we're fighting. But real fighting for your freedom is in your backyard. And those people are in their backyards. Their backs are against the wall. And they're saying, I'm willing to die. And that's a whole different kind of reality, I think, than what many of us can comprehend. To have and to not be able to get help from any other nation, you know, their allies, they don't have. And so they're going to have to do this on their own. And for the most part, we can send them munitions. It's a little harder to send them munitions now because the airspace is controlled by Russia. But from everything that I'm reading, the Russians, it's not as easy as they thought it would be. And we found that out as we were in Afghanistan and Iraq for all those years. Invading somebody else's country is not an easy undertaking. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. And it's even more difficult when it's your own people, because the Ukrainians and Russians are really, they're the same people. And that's just got to be a difficult, difficult reality. I'm watching this, and the people are trying to hold up and hold together the best way that they can. And man, I don't know. War is hell. Whoever coined that phrase was 100% right. And I don't know, you know, if thankfully there are now some talks, ceasefire talks are beginning. And that's good to hear, because I think that's the beginning of the end of this. And Russia certainly gives them a way out without licking their wounds and running. But it also offers an opportunity for the people of Ukraine to be saved in the long run. But the other part of this that I really just do not understand is you tear up their country. You know, you tear up their country with dropping all these bombs and causing untold damage. And then you want to say, we want to make peace. Well, peace was what you had before Russia invaded. Ceasefire talks between Ukraine and Russian officials began on Monday, several days into an invasion launched by Moscow that is still unfolding. Ukrainian presidential advisor Mykhailo Podolyak told Reuters in a text message that the ceasefire talks, which are taking place on the Belarusian border, had started. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's office previously said that Kiev had the goal of reaching a ceasefire and compelling Russian forces to leave Ukraine. The Kremlin, however, refused to comment on Moscow's goals going into the talks, Reuters said. Zelensky recently confirmed to Sky News that Russia and Ukraine would participate in peace talks on the border of Ukraine and Belarus. He had initially rejected an earlier request that discussions take place in Belarus, where more Russian troops invading Ukraine had been held. Now, you got to look at the buildup to all of this and wonder if this could have been prevented. And, you know, when we come back from the break, there's always a way to prevent war. War doesn't necessarily have to happen. But I think the more well-armed you are, the easier it is to become, you know, the easier it is to talk about war. The least you are armed, then the least you talk about war. War doesn't have to happen. It isn't a necessary evil. It's when men whose minds have become demented and think that the root of their power is in their military might, you wind up in these kinds of situations. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. We'll be right back. Breaker. I got one friend, that's the Undertaker. Oh.